The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. In this week's Parsha is Parshas Baalei Sicha. Near the end of the Parsha, it states, that's in Perek Yud Beis, Vatadaber Miriam Va'aren B'Mesha. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Mesha. Al Odesi Isha. Akushi Shashel Lokoch. They slandered Mesha. Not they wanted to slander him. But Mesha, after the giving of the Torah, had separated himself from his wife Tzipora. Rashi explains. And even though everyone was supposed to separate themselves for the 3 days prior to the giving of the Torah, but after the giving of the Torah, they returned to their wives. But Mesha did not. The reason for this is that Mesha had heard this tzivui, this command from Hashem. But they didn't know this. So they started to speak behind his back, and they felt what he was doing was wrong. And not that they were interested to slander him, they just wanted to rectify the situation. And it states in Pasuk Gimel, Vayish Mesha. They state, Vayemir Harak Ach B'Mesha Diber Hashem Alei Gam Bonu Diber. Did Hashem only speak to Mesha? He also spoke to us. So why is Mesha different? Vayishma Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard this. Vayish Mesha, one of me owed. Mikolo Ode Masher Al Pnei HaAdama. Mesha, the Torah now exclaims, is one of me owed. He was a very, very humble person. Mikol ha'od ma'asher al pnei adama. More humble than any man that ever walked the earth. Why does the Torah tell us that here? That he was not makpid. See, Rashi brings shofel v'sablon. He was a humble man, and also he was a person that was not going to stand on his honor. Because someone had criticized him, and there were murmurs, and they were speaking about him, that they said that he did wrongly, and they were speaking about him behind his back, this did not upset him. He was very, very long-suffering. See, a sablon, very, very patient, long-suffering person. The Torah tells us here because to let us know that their Loshon Hara, their slander didn't bother him. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very, very angry at Miriam and Aaron, and he punished them. Now, in the past, we've spoken a great deal on this in regards to Loshon Hara, slander. Well, this evening, I want to speak on the other aspect in regards that it states that Moshe was a very, very humble person. And we learn a great deal from this pasuk. Firstly, this we learn is a quality. Excuse me, can you give me a sitter, please? Yeah. This we learn is one of the qualities that Torah brings one to. In the Mishnah Oves, Masechta Oves, at the beginning of Perek Shishi, it states, Remeir Eimer, Kalaisik Beteira Lishma Zechel Dvorim Harbe. Whoever learns Torah for the sake of Torah itself, so he comes to many, many great qualities, and the qualities are listed, and at the end it states, he's a very modest person, private person. The erach ruach means he's long suffering, and he forgives insults. He's a forgiver for those who insult him. So we see that this is a quality that goes hand in hand with Torah. The Gemara brings that this actually is one of the key qualities to Kinyan Torah, to acquire Torah. We find this listed in the Mishnah and Ovis, again in Perek Vov, Mishnah Zayin, where it states that a person needs Memches Dvorim, 48 qualities in order to be Kone Torah. So amongst them are listed Anova, humility. And then the Gemara brings that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, why was the Torah called on Moshe's name? So it says, Oil Umiato Es Atzmecho. Since he made himself small and humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Torah will be called on his name, as it states, Zichru Teres Moshe Avdi, that you shall remember the Torah and Moshe my servant. Now, actually, the Gemara brings a story. It says that after the Torah was given, the angels and the Sotan, everyone above, they wanted to know what happened to the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go down to the earth and you'll find it. So they went to look for it. And they went to Moshe. And he said, I don't have the Torah. So they went to other places. They went to the sea, went to the mountains, they went all around looking for it. And they came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, we can't find the Torah. So he said, did you ask Moshe? And they said, yes, we did, but he said he doesn't have the Torah. So Hashem said, Moshe Badoy, is Moshe speaking lies, falsehood? So he went to ask Moshe, and Moshe said, yes, I have the Torah. So why didn't you tell them? He said, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest joy, which was created long before the world was created. He never even gave it to the world. And now he's given it through me. And I should tell people that. Moshe was too humble and too modest to tell people that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Oilu miyato satzmecho. Since you have made yourself so small, then it shall be called on your name. I will publicize to the whole world and to all of the generations that it's your Torah. And that's why we call it, it's Zichru Teres Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. The Gemara brings in Tainus, Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, Gemara says, Reb Chanina bar Idi, Omar, Loma nimshala divritei lemayim. Why is Torah compared to water? Diksiv have you called some iluchu lemayim? It states, whoever is thirsty, let him go drink water. Leimaloch to teach you. Ma mayim menichen mokum geveya veholchin lemokum nomuch. Just like water leaves a high place, and it always seeks out the lowest possible place. Af divrei Torah in miskayomin ela b'misha daita shfela. So is it with divrei Torah, that it will only find its place and be lasting by someone who holds himself very lowly, who is a shofel, a humble person. Actually, we'll speak a little later more on what this comparison to water is. V'amar Rabbeisha. And the Rashi says that lo manim shle divrei Torah l'shleisha mashkin halolu. We find in other places that the Torah is compared to three types of liquids: mayim, yain, and cholov. It's compared to water, to wine, and to milk. So the Gemara says, why? These three liquids, wine, water, and milk, they keep best in earthenware. In miskayim in ele bepochus shibakeli. After ibreteira in miskayim in abmisha daitish fela. Earthenware is the cheapest of vessels. It's not silver, it's not gold. And these three liquids stay best in those vessels to teach you that Torah also will stay best in a very simple vessel, in a lowly vessel, in a person who holds himself, who's not arrogant, but a person who holds himself low. Then the Gemara brings the story, the daughter of the Caesar said to the Bishua ben Hananya, you are so wise, but evidently he was not so handsome. She says, how is it that there's such wisdom and the vessel that holds it is not so nice? So he answered her, Omale avich, Romi Hamra b'moni de parcho, Omrele el vainamain yirmi. He says, your father, the Caesar, where does he keep his wine? Does he keep his wine in earthenware? So she said, yes. Where else should he keep it? Omale ason de hashvisoi. You that come from a family that's so important and that's so wealthy and so much consequence, you should keep your wine in silver and golden vessels. And everyone can keep their wine in earthenware, but you in gold and silver. She told her father that we must keep all our wine in gold and silver vessels. So they changed over the tokif, and it all spoiled. Turned into vinegar. Also, omelay labatim. Man omel ochochi? Ochi omel arbishim bachananya. So he went, the father said, who told you to do this? So he said, Reb Shuv ben Hananya. So he called, he summoned Reb Shuv ben Hananya, and he said, why did you say this? So he said he wanted to teach you this. Hochi amale, ki heched amrili, amri lo. Just as she said to me, I said to her. She said that the best wisdom should be kept in the best kalim and the best vessels. So I told her the same thing. So here the Gemara brings that we see that this quality has to do in particular with Torah. Also the Gemara brings in Masechta Erevin, Tosfos brings it here in Daf Nun Hey, the Gemara darshins Lei Bashamayim Hi Lei Mevelayam Hi. Torah is not found in the heavens. What does that mean? Mi Shemagbia Atzmai Shedaita Gavaya. But you will not find Torah by those who hold their heads high in the heavens, by those who are arrogant. Now this is particular associated with this pasuk, because we are speaking about Mesha that was on of Miyahid, and Mesha is the Baal Torah. He is the one who brought Torah in, and this was a key quality that played a role in him being capable of receiving the Torah. Now the Rambam brings further from this posuk. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, after he explains that a person should always be mamutzi, should always be in the middle, when it comes to personality, when it comes to character traits, he should not be of an extreme. When it comes to spending money, he shouldn't be a squanderer, but on the other hand, he shouldn't be stingy or tight-fisted. He must be in the middle. When it comes to all of the qualities, he says, the person must always find the kav hayoshor, the middle road, not to the right and not to the left. Then he says, "V'yesh deis she'osalei lo'odem linaik ben bebeinanis." However, there are some exceptions to this rule that a person is not supposed to walk in the middle. Eli yisrachek min ha'kotze ha'echod ad kotze ha'acher, but he should go to an extreme. V'hu geva leiv, and that's when it comes to arrogance. She'ein derech ha'tevi she'odem onav bilvad. It's not sufficient that a person should be modest and humble. Ruach, but he should be very, very humble, and hold himself very low. Where do we learn this from? He says from this pasuk. Because when the Torah praised Moshe, it didn't say merely he was an onif, he was humble. It said onif mi'od. He was extremely humble. So he says, therefore this quality breaks the rule that a person should always walk in the middle and not go towards an extreme. And here he's obligated to be an extreme. And then the Rambam says, that's why tzivuch hachomim mi'od mi'od havishval ruach. This is why that our sages have commanded. And they stated, mi'od mi'od havishval ruach. A person must be very, very humble. And then he continues on this. Now he carries this over to a second quality. And that's the quality of kasav anger. Actually, there's somewhat of a contradiction, because in another place the Rambam brings that by anger also, you must not go to either extreme. But here, he carries this over to anger also. And this is related to humility. So I'm going to read what he says in regard to that. V'chein akas. And so is it with anger. Mido rohi ad lemeod. It's a very, very bad quality. V'roi lo'odem shisrach meno ad hakceo acher. And it's befitting that a person should distance himself from anger to the other extreme. In other words, here also he should not walk in the middle. And he should teach himself not to anger even on something which it is befitting to anger. What happens if he wants to teach his household, his children? He wants to teach them something. And the only way he can teach them if they know that he means business. Or al atzibur ahim apamis. V'rotzo lichay saleh k'dei shiach salamutam. Or, for example, if he's a leader of a community and he wants to teach his following, his community, how to act or how to do tshuva, they're doing wrong. And they will only change if they see that he's angry and he's really upset. So what should he do then? So he says, Yiratzmai bifnehem, Yiroi atzmai bifnehem shukais, kedeli yasrim. He should make himself look as if he's angry. That's important. He has to make himself look like he's angry and he's really upset and he means business in order that his household or his members of his community should listen to him. But he adaitim yushevs bein elevin atzmai ka'odem shumidama kais bishas kaisev hu ena kais. But in reality, he must be very settled and not lose his head. See, just show himself. Now, this is related to what we're speaking about, because he brings v'derech hatzadikim hein. It's the way of the righteous to be aluvin ve'en and olvin, that they'd rather be insulted than insult others. Shemim cheposen ve'en meshivin. They'd rather hear people curse them and not answer. And they do whatever they have to do. This has to do with the quality of arrogance, because as Rashi brings, Meisha was shofel v'sablan. Sablan means someone who's long suffering, who's erech hapayim, who can be very patient. Because when a person is arrogant, then he becomes a captain. He holds himself very high, and then he becomes a captain where he reacts quickly. And he reacts very quickly to protect his honor. He's an aimed al covet. So therefore the two qualities many times are interleading. And these two qualities, although as I mentioned, the Rambam in another place says differently when it comes to anger. He says they are also a person should walk in the middle path. But here he brings these two qualities are the exception. And we learn out by arrogance from here what it states by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was onif mi'od. Now, even though this is a quality of Torah, but everyone is obligated to walk in this way. The Gemara brings in Masechta Sota. And Daf Hey. And Daf Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Azor Legasi Ruach Minai. How do we know that it's a prohibition to be arrogant? Omar Avva Maziri. So first the Gemara brings a pasuk from the Tanakh, Shimu Vazinu Al Takbiu. That the Novi, the prophet, said, this is brought from Yirmiyahu, that you shall not hold yourself high. Do not be haughty. And then the Gemara brings from the Torah, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omer Mehocha V'Rom Levavcho V'Shochachto. In the Vorim Chesed states, V'Rom Levavcho V'Shochachto, that when you will have plenty, then your heart will become arrogant and you will forget Hashem. And then a little later it states, guard yourself lest you forget Hashem. And the Gemara says, wherever it says, that means Aleisasa. That's a negative commandment. So since Ram Levavcho, arrogance brings to shikho, to forgetting Hashem, when the Torah says Hishom Alecho, guard yourself that you shouldn't forget Hashem, it is telling you, guard yourself that you shouldn't be arrogant. That's what the Gemara says. Since arrogance brings to forgetting Hashem, so when the Torah says, guard yourself from forgetting Hashem, it means guard yourself from being arrogant. So the Gemara brings, therefore, there's a leisa, there's a negative commandment in becoming arrogant. Now this applies to everyone, whether he wants to be clean, acquire Torah or not. Actually, the Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, in his Sefer, Chofetz Chaim, when he lists all of the negative commandments that is relevant to Lashon Hara, to slandering one another, so in Osei, he brings this. He says, a person who speaks Lashon Hara, so amongst the many commandments that he transgresses, one is Gasei Ruach, the negative commandment of becoming arrogant. Because a person, when he says something bad about another person, so evidently he's referring that this is a moom, this is something wrong with the other person, something that he's lacking and I'm not lacking. Because if a person felt that he was no better than the other person, so then he wouldn't talk against him. We talk about faults of other people when we look at ourselves as perfect and the other one is lacking. So he says that's arrogance. Therefore he brings that that's a possible negative commandment that one can transgress when he speaks Lashon Hara. And he brings also an interesting story, the Smag, who was one of the early Rishonim, when he wrote, listed all of the 613 commandments, and he didn't write that one, and he writes on himself that he had a sign from heaven in a dream or something like that that reminded him that he should list this one also. So then he went to study again and he realized that this also should be listed amongst the negative commandments. Then the Gemara brings also in Seder, it brings a pasuk from Mishlei Tezayin, Te'evas To'avas Hashem Kol Gavalev, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu despises someone who's a haughty person. To'avas Hashem, this is an abomination to Hashem. So we see that this is not only relevant to people who want to be Kena Torah, but it's relevant to everyone. Now we see even further. We see further that this quality even has a link to Avodah Zarah, to idolatry. The Gemara brings in Seita and Avdalet. It states, and Avdalet, Seif Omed Beis, Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rishim Ben Yechoy. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rav Shimon Yochai, Kol Odom Sheish Be Gases HaRuach, anyone who is arrogant, Ki Ilo Eivir Avedis Kekob. It's as if he commits idolatry. Because by idolatry it states it's an abomination, and here it states it's a Leisovi to Eval Beisecho. Then the Gemara says, Reichen the Deo Amar Ki Ilo Kofar Biker. It goes even further. A person who becomes arrogant, it's as if he's denying Hashem himself. And he brings from Rom Levovcha v'shochachtes Hashem Elokecho. Then the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says, "Ulo amar kilu bona boma." It's as if he builds a boma. What is a boma? A boma is an altar, a private altar. Excuse me. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, or from the time that the Beis Hamikdash was established, so we weren't allowed to have private bomos, private altars. Anyone who becomes arrogant, it's as if he builds a private altar. Now, so we see that not only is this something relevant to everyone and a prohibition, but also it's as if he commits idolatry, or he denies Hashem, or he builds a private altar and he makes private sacrifices. We'll explain, just in a few minutes, we'll explain why this is. But let's see what we even say see further. The Gemara says, from another aspect, also here in Masechta Seita, the Gemara says, Omar Vacha Barabo, Omar Biechnan, Kol Odom Sheish Legasis Haruach. A person who is arrogant, the Besef Nikshal Be'eshes Ish, that heaven forbid, he can, in the end, be tripped up with the Aveda of Eshes Ish, of adultery. And then the Gemara says, Ki Ilu Baal Kol Arayis, or he can be tripped up with the Aveda of immorality, of promiscuity, incest. So here we see another area that arrogance can lead to. Then the Gemara brings here in Saita again, and Daf Hei, it brings from the positive side, this Midah is a quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Yeshayahu, Nun Zayin, Pasuk Tesvov, states as follows: Ki Chay Omar Rom V'Niso Shechinar V'Kodesh Shemay. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is so great and so uplifted. He dwells forever, and his name is sanctified. Borom V'Kodesh Efshkein. He dwells in the most sanctified places. There's daka ushval ruach, lahach yeis ruach shvolim, lahach yeis leiv nitkoim. What does he say? He says the daka, the downtrodden, and the one with the broken spirit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he cures his spirit. He gives life to the shvolim, to those who are downtrodden, and he gives spirit to the leiv nitkoim, to those with the broken hearts. Now, what does this pasuk have to do? It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram V'Nisho. He is high and uplifted. Shechinat, he dwells forever. V'Kodesh Shemay, and his name is sanctified. Morim V'Kodesh Eshkein, where does he dwell? He dwells in the most highest places. Now, a great king that dwells in the most highest places, so what does he have to do with those of the broken spirit and those of the broken heart? He doesn't even see them. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? He takes care of those whose spirits are broken and those who are broken people. Now the Gemara brings this. The Gemara says as follows. (Clears throat) Rav Huna and Rav Chisda had a discussion. What does it mean, Vezdaka Ushfal Ruach, that he comes to those of the broken spirit? Chad Omar Iti Dako. One said that he uplifts them to himself. Vechad Omar Ani Esdako. The other says, no, he goes down to them. So they had a discussion. Does he take the broken and the downtrodden and lifts them to himself, or does he go down to them? Stavra Kimandi Omar Ani Esdako. The Mora says it's most likely like the one who says that he goes down to them. Sharia Kodesh Baruch Hu Niya Kol Horim V'Gvois, when he came to give the Torah, so he disregarded the great and lofty mountains. V'Hishre Shchinosei Ahar Sinai, and he brought his Shchina to Har Sinai, which was one of the lowest mountains. V'Lei Gova Har Sinai L'Malo, and he didn't bring Har Sinai to him, but he came down to Har Sinai. So the same thing. When it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells up so high, but still he takes care of the downtrodden and the broken spirited, it doesn't mean that he lifts them up to himself, but he goes down to them. Just like we see that when he gave Torah, he didn't give Torah on the highest mountain, or did he lift up all of the mountains or even Har Sinai to himself. But it states, Vayered Hashem Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai. Or Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef says, La'elam Yilmad Od Midas Kenei. A person must learn from his Creator. Sheri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heinia Kol Horim Ugvais V'Hishve Shkinosa Har Sinai. He must learn that he has to go down to talk to people of lower levels, and not to lift them up to himself, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that this is a quality of Hashem himself. There's another Gemara. The Gemara brings in Megillah, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yechanan said, "Kol mokum shatei meitzig vurasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you find that the great strength of Hashem is spoken about, atam meitzi in v'sonusei, there you will find also that the great humility of Hashem is spoken about. Dovezeh kosev b'teira v'shonah v'dvimu v'shulish b'ksuvim, and we find this in three places, in the Torah, in the prophets, and in the ksuvim." In the Torah it says, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mehu Elokei Elokim V'Adonei Ho Adonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's the God of all gods, the Lord of all lords. And immediately afterwards it states, Esem Mishpat Yosem V'Almonei. What does He do? He judges, he defends the orphan and the widow. He's the God of all gods, He's the King of all kings. What does He do? He defends the orphan and the widow. So what do we see? That at the same time when we're speaking of the greatness of Hashem, it speaks of His humility, of how low He can go. This is in the Torah. Then it states in the Nevi'im, and it brings our Posuk. Okay, Omarom v'niso sheikhanad v'kodesh, and it states afterwards, v'esdako ushfal ruach. Then it brings from the Ksuvim, from Tehillim. Solu l'reichi ba'arveis b'koshmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides His path, His road, His path and road is in the highest heavens. And immediately afterwards it states, Avi Yisomim v'dayin almanos. He's the father of the orphans, and He defends the widows. So, we have this klal. Kol Mokum, wherever it states, Kol Mokum, Shatameitzik Vurasi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you'll see that the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written, there you will find Shomatameitzik Es Invasanusai. There you will find His humility. So this is a quality in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Actually, it's a question, why though do we always find it together, which Yom Yitzhak Hashem will explain. Excuse me. So we said that we find this as a key quality to Torah, and we brought from the Rambam where it's not enough a person should be humble or long suffering or forgiving of all insults, but he has to actually go to an extreme in this. Incidentally, the Gemara says, oh, this is by, when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, this is where it doesn't hinge on the cover of Torah, of the honor of Torah. Then we said that someone who is arrogant, this goes into the area of idolatry, and then also it goes into the area of poetry, and then it's the quality of Hashem himself. Now, the Maralin is Nesiv Anova. He explains what is the interpretation of all of this, and he explains with great depth. And let's see what we can understand from this. He says as follows: arrogance means when a person lifts himself above others, he elevates himself and separates himself me'al ha'acherim, from other people. He holds himself higher and loftier. This is haughtiness. When a person does that, so actually what he is doing, he is building a mechitza. He's building a wall between he and other people. Now what this is causing is what in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, we call a tzimtzum. This is causing him to become very mugder and mugbo. Narrow. Limiting. He is narrowing his scope. He is limiting his boundaries. And this is just the opposite of what in Hebrew is called hispashtus. Hispashtus means that something without any limitation, something without any bounds or any borders. In other words, for example, something all-encompassing, broadness. So this we must understand. When a person becomes arrogant, even though he thinks otherwise, usually a person who's arrogant and he's haughty, he usually thinks that he's a very broad person. It's just the opposite. A person who's arrogant and haughty, you take the English were very, very famous for their arrogance and their haughtiness and their stuffiness. They think they're very, very broad-minded people. But it's just the opposite, Maral says. When a person is arrogant and he's haughty and he's stuffy, so he's limiting himself. He's making himself very, very narrow. Because he's separating himself. He's holding himself above other people or other things. And therefore he's building walls between himself. He's building boundaries. I belong to this level of society and you don't belong to it. I don't belong to your level of society. I don't come down to your level. Or in whatever area it might be. So he's instead of being a broad individual, he's a very narrow individual. Instead of having a all-encompassing scope, an all-encompassing association, he has a very narrow, limited outlook and identity, where he cannot associate or identify with others. And this is what is known as tzimtzum, a narrowing experience. Or mugder mugbal. He's a person with limiting boundaries. This is just the opposite of what called in Lashon Kodesh his pashtus. It's pashtus is where a person's somebody or something spreads without any limitation. There is no limitation. There is no gvul, there is no border. So this is the essence of what gasos ruach, gav lev, is, arrogance is. Now, firstly, so what happens when a person becomes like this? Firstly, he isolates himself. He might not isolate himself totally, but he isolates himself from people or from many, many segments of people. If he feels that he belongs to a high society and he cannot associate with people who are not in that society, so then he isolates himself from those segments of the community. If he feels that he can only associate with certain particular people, so then he's isolated himself from other people. If he feels, for example, he's very frum, so then he isolates himself from people who are not in his level of frumkeit. Or if he feels that he is very educated, or he's educated in secular subjects, or he's educated in Torah, and then he isolates himself from those who do not come to his level of education, see, or his madrega. So this is what's happening. So this means that he's unable to associate with person or persons or segments of the community, or whatever it might be, whatever particular area that the arrogance is because of. Now, the Maral says, this is, we understand the Gemara when it says, ki ilu bein aboma. It's as if he built a boma. Because the Gemara says, this is what's wrong with Inaboma, a private. At the time, before the Beis, before the Mishkan, so everyone was allowed to have his own private altar. But once the Mishkan was established, and once it was, when we find that Mishkan, if it was in a very temporary place, then the bombers were allowed. But once there was an established place for the Mishkan, like in the Midbar, or like in certain places in Eretz Yisrael, and after the Beis HaMikdash was established in Yerushalayim, then Nasru HaBomesh, private altars always became osur. And the Gemara says why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted an achdut, unity in all of Yisrael, that there should be only one place where Klal Yisrael comes to bring korbanos to him, and there should be only one Mizbeach that the korbanos should come through. In other words, all the Yisrael is channeled through Mokem Echad, through one place, in the Avedis Hashem. Therefore it states, Beis HaMikdash Echad, Mizbeach Echad, Kein Godel Echad, and so forth. That's why the Gemara always uses the expression of people that go in different directions and want to draw unity of Klal Yisrael. It says, Kilu kol echad v'echad bein aboma l'atzmai. Everybody goes and he builds his own altar. Also, now we understand very well. But the Gemara said that whoever is gav olev, kilu bon aboma l'atzmai, he's building his own boma. Because this arrogance forces him to isolate himself from others, and from the nivroim, from the creations. So therefore, it's as if he has his own private boma, his own private altar. Then, it goes further. It even goes to the point of Aveda Zorah and Kefir Beikar. Because he's not only separated himself from other people, but once he starts to separate himself from the center of society, he separates himself also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives with the Bria, with the creation. When a person starts to go off on a side, not only is he isolating himself from people, but he finds, the Maral says, he isolates himself from Hashem also. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with the Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to be in the central community. He's the one who wants the Achdus, the unity. He's the one who wants the Beis HaMikdash, and one Mizbeach, and one Kain Godel. So this person who starts to lift himself up, the self-elevated person, what he's doing, he's creating boundaries and separations between himself and the Bria. And he isolates himself from people, and he isolates himself thereby from Hashem also, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with people. This is a concept of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry. Because what is idolatry? Idolatry is a person who turns his back on Hashem and goes serves other gods, or gods of others. This is a concept of kefir b'ikar, of someone who denies Hashem. Because what is a kefir b'ikar? Someone who turns his back on Hashem and says that Hashem goes far away from him. So now we can have an understanding why someone who is arrogant is a beina boma ba'latzma. He builds a private altar. It's as if he serves other gods, gods of others. He's turning his back and he's going away from Hashem. He's distancing himself. And it's as if he's kefir b'ikar, where he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from this also we see just how grave of a quality this is. Excuse me. We'll go further now. He writes that this actually is a very physical quality. It's not a spiritual quality. Usually we would think that arrogance is a spiritual quality, like kovod, honor. He says no, it's a very physical quality, not spiritual. Fact is, he says, this is why it's called Gasus HaRuach. The Gemara always refers to this as Gasus HaRuach. Gas means heaviness, like we have in the Gemara Behema Gaso. Gaso means something which is physically heavy. Gasus HaRuach, it's actually a very strange term, means someone who has a heavy spirit. That's what Gasus HaRuach means, and this is what the Gemara refers to as a Gavolev. Gavolev, we understand that someone who's Mizgoya. That's Gavo. Someone who is arrogant. But why Gasus HaRuach? Someone with a heavy spirit. So, Maral says, because this quality is a physical quality. It's not a spiritual quality. Why? This that we find, an entity which has limitations, an entity which has a gavul, a boundary, a geder, a particular structure, this we only find in the physical world. Something which is made out of physical matter has limitations, it has boundaries, it has dimensions. It goes this far and no further. Everything has a dimension in this world. What is a dimension? A dimension means that this is how large it is and is not larger. This is how long it is and it's not longer. This is how heavy it is and it's not heavier. So everything in the world has a dimension. But when we say everything in the world has a dimension, we mean everything in the physical world has a dimension. Everything physical, we can measure. We either measure it or we weigh it. Through scientific calculations, we can measure. Something which is spiritual, we can't measure. For example, a thought we can, even sound waves we can measure. But a thought we can't measure, because that's spiritual. So dimensions and measurements are part and parcel with physical matter. And only physical matter has boundaries. Spirits, that's mispashit. That goes all over. And it's interesting to note that the more physical something is, the more limited limitations and limiting boundaries it has. For example, you measure the earth, or you measure wood, or you measure metal. But when you start, for example, to speak of water, right? Water you can measure, but water almost has no structure, it has no boundaries, it spreads wherever it'll go. Or air, see? In other words, the more less physical something becomes, so the more it's mispashit, the more all-encompassing it becomes. So therefore, he says as follows. A person who is a humble person, he's the one that does not separate himself, does not elevate himself from others, does not make walls between he and others. He's the one who can associate and identify with anyone. So he doesn't have these narrowing limitations. That's a sign of a spiritual human being. That's a sign of the spirit. The spirit has no narrowing limitations. The one, to the contrary, that has these narrowing limitations, he can associate only here, he can identify only here, he can belong only here, for whatever reason it might be, this is a sign of gasish haruach. This is a sign of the heaviness of the spirit. This is a sign of a physical human being, not a spiritual human being. So therefore, the avera of gavalev, of haughtiness, gasish haruach, someone who has a heavy spirit, as it is called, this is a physical avera. This is a sign of a domineering physical force in this individual. Therefore, if the Gemara says someone who's gavalev, he can be nitzel ba'arayis. The Gemara brings proofs that it'll bring him to arayis, it'll bring him to promiscuity, to acts of physical immorality, because arayis is a physical avera. See, that's an avera that comes from the physical aspect of the human being, promiscuity. Now, this is very deep what he's saying, but there's a great deal of enlightenment in it. And this is another reason also why he's like a kefir be'ikar, because he won't be able to identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. So again, when it comes to the spirit, when it comes to the neshama, or to the intellect of the person, you can't measure it. You can't weigh it, and you cannot give it definite dimensions. Why? Because it spreads. It has no limits. It's unlimited. So a person who is of a spiritual nature is also going to be like that. And therefore he can identify with anyone, or almost anyone. But to the contrary, an individual who finds it difficult to associate with people or to associate with individuals, because he makes boundaries, he makes fences and walls between himself and others, he elevates himself over others, this is a sign of the physical element of man, because this is limiting, this is boundaries, these are dimensions. And therefore it's called gasi haruach, a heaviness, a heavy spirit. And therefore, it can bring him to arayis, it can bring him to aveiros shebeguf, of the physical body. Right, from here, now, we understand also the Gemara brought two, in regards to this, it brought 2 points. One is that it'll bring him to arayis. Arayis means general promiscuity. And secondly, it says it can bring him to the arayis of Eshes Ish. It can bring him, brings a pasuk that it will bring him to take
to take someone else's wife. Now, in this there are two reasons. One reason, like we said, because that's an aveira shebaguf. That's a transgression that comes from the physical man. And that's what this person has sunk into. But why eshesish bedafka? Why in particular someone else's wife? This is a very good reason now. When a person commits adultery with someone else's wife, he's actually, besides being someone who perhaps cannot control his physical desires, so he's a very, very physical person, he's also a very, very selfish person. He's a selfish person. We live in a society where society condones such things, and the liberal society that we're suffering from today, with AIDS and everything else, that have destroyed the world. But actually, he's a very selfish person. Why? Because he's taking something or someone that belongs to someone else. He's going and taking someone that belongs to someone else. She's the wife of another man. What right does he have to her? So this is a very egoistic, selfish person, where he places himself above that what belongs to others. Now this is the gavalev. The gavalev, the arrogant person, has no consideration for other people. He's elevated himself above other people. So the most important person, the most important need in the world, is himself. He's elevated himself. He's become very egoistic. I mean, how can I compare other person's needs to my own needs? I'm a higher human being. So therefore, it will bring him to the Aveira of Eshesish, where he will no longer be concerned with others, and whatever he desires, he will take. So that's now the explanation of Eshesish. Now, we go one step further. Continuing this trend, so we see that the greatest humility will be found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if humility comes from the fact that a person is all-encompassing, that there are no limitations, and that can only be by the spirit, the minute we get into the physical levels, so there has to be limitations. There have to be limitations. So then the greatest humility will be found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Kodesh. He's all spirit. There is no physical in him whatsoever. And it states by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'ein lei dmus guf. He has no physical image whatsoever. If that's the case, then he is Kula Ispashtus. He is someone that is all encompassing. And if that's the case, then he can associate with everyone. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of being the Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adoni. He's the God of all gods. He's the Lord of all gods. He's the Melech HaMelochim. He's the King of all kings. And he dwells in the most highest places. But still, he is the Shefet. He defends the Almono. And Avi Yisomim is the father of the orphans. And the ger and the convent. This is not possible by a physical king, because a physical king that walks in such circles so finds it difficult to identify with other circles. He walks in nobility, he walks in the courts of kings, of the halls of power. So how's he going to identify in the world that belongs to the orphan and the widow? But that's because we are physical. So we have our limitations and our dimensions. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has no limitations and dimensions whatsoever, because he's not physical, so there's no problem associating with everyone. So this greatest quality is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why the Maral explains what is meant called Mokum Shata Meitzi Gidulosoi Shom Meitzi Es Ibisonosoi. That wherever you'll see, wherever it speaks about Hashem's greatness, there it speaks about His humility. Why? Because that is His greatness. That's a sign of His greatness. When others can become great and powerful individuals, but cannot extend their influence even to the lowest of the downtrodden. So that's a shortcoming in their greatness. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Arsh God, wherever you will find His Gvurasai, His greatness and His strength, there will be exclaimed His Imasanusai, His also His humbleness, because this expresses to us His greatness and His strength, that it's unlimited. He associates with everyone. He has no problems. Except maybe Rishoy, that's something else he doesn't want to, but he associates with everyone. Actually, Mechalkel Chaim, he gives, he's Tev Hashem Lakol, it states. He's able to do good for everyone. Tev Hashem Lakol. Rambam brings in a place that Afilo Akum, he says, even an idolater that we're obligated to hate, and at times we're obligated to destroy them. But he says still, he says, it's a mitzvah at times to give them shalom, or to he writes to visit their sick, and to bury their to go to the levayas. He says because we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tev Hashem Lakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to everyone. V'rachmo v'alkol maso, He's compassionate to everyone. Right, naturally, there's times we can't be. There's times we have to go to war. But there's times when, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's qualities were His goodness, and He brings, this is His midas hashalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shalom can encompass everyone. His goodness can encompass everyone. This quality, this is a quality which is Hashem has. And why? Because He's Kula Kodesh. Ein le'dmus ve'ein le'guf. There's no geshem, there's no physical entity in Him. So now, not only do we understand that Gemara, but now we understand that the one who is humble is emulating Hashem. And the one who is a gavolev is distancing himself from Hashem. The one who is humble identifies himself with Hashem. Therefore, it will come out that the more humble a person is, and the less fences he makes for himself, and the less walls he builds for himself, and the more he's able to identify and associate in some way with all of Hashem's creations, then the closer he's coming to Hashem. And that's why the Gemara says, the Gemara brings also in Seder, that the onaf is tfilose nishmas. His tefillah is heard. Because it states, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear? He hears those who is korevei lov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to those who are close to Him. And He's close to Hashem because He identifies with Him. And now, finally, we can understand now why this is the quality of Torah. See, we started it with Meisher Rabbeinu. Why is it Dafke Meisher Rabbeinu? Was it just a coincidence that Meisher is the one who brought Torah into the world? And coincidentally, he also was the onof mikol odom. He was onof mi'eid from every man that ever walked the face of the earth. It wasn't a coincidence. It's synonymous. Because if a person wants Torah, what is Torah? Torah is the gilui rotzen of Hashem. Torah is the revelation of the will of Hashem. If he wants Torah, he has to be able to come close to Torah. To become close to Torah, he has to be able to identify and associate with it. And the Torah is all-encompassing. The Torah is spiritual. It's not from this world, it's not from the physical world. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Hashem is spiritual, so is the Torah. And therefore, just like Hashem is all-encompassing, and he identifies, can identify with everyone, so is Torah. There's no exclusiveness. Actually, on Shabbos, or it was on Shavuos before we brought, that the greatness of the Torah is brought out, that it was given to Gerim also, even converts, and they became some of the greatest people in Torah. Why? Because that shows that the Torah has no limitations. If Torah would only be given to Yisrael, then that would be a limiting factor in Torah. It's an exclusive club. And how can Torah encompass, be all-encompassing? And if Torah is the master blueprint of the world, then it has to include the entire world. So Morales says that's a mistake to say that Torah was given to only Yisrael. No. Chazal say the opposite. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and offered the Torah to all of the nations. It's they didn't want it. It's a mistake to say it was given to only Yisrael. Only Yisrael accepted it. But it's there for the taking by everyone. See, that's why we have the concept of a ger, where someone can come here b'chutz, and he also can come for Torah. If we don't say like that, then it would be a serious limitation in Torah. So if someone wants to be able to be kena Torah, acquire Torah, so he has to be able to associate and identify with it. And that means he himself has to be an all-encompassing person. He has to be a broad individual, where there is no narrowness in him. And there are no mechitzas, walls. Otherwise, that's the gavaleh. So there we understand now what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, a person must be an honor for Torah, and everyone must be. And the Rambam brings even honor me owed. And this is a quality. This is a quality that is, if the arrogance brings a person, the Gemara says, to Bein Aboma, where he builds individual altars for himself, he separates himself. People that don't want to associate with other people, because in some form or matter they feel that I'm more important, that I'm higher than them, or I'm a little better than them, or my practices are a little better than them, or whatever it might be, I'm a little higher madrega than them. This is all narrowing, and it brings a person to Avodah Zorah, to Kofa Bika, and to Bein Abomel Atzmai, where he builds a private altar. And then it says it can bring a person to our eyes, because this is a physical quality. Like it's called Gasis Halev, Gasis Ruach. And then this is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And if this is the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, then it brings the person close to Hashem. And it can bring him to Torah. To Torah, which is also this quality. And this is why it says a Torah nimshul mayim. Torah is like mayim. Mayim already is of a weak physical structure. That's why we see that water will flow wherever the gravity pushes it to fall. It'll always fall down. It's of a weak physical structure. And Torah also has no physical structure in it. Therefore, if a person wants to associate with Torah, he also has to be of. He also has to have this maila, this attribute. So this is a very, very important attribute, and this is what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, a person, everyone, has to work very hard, all of us others, all of the time. But a person must not hold himself arrogant, must not hold himself above people. If a person is zeich, is merit to have a maila, or he's very brilliant, or he's good looking, or has money, or he has talent, or he was zeich to learn Torah, he understands Torah. He must be very, very thankful. He must realize what he has. But at the same time, in no way disassociate himself with other members of the populace, with those people that cannot learn Torah so well, or those people who didn't have the opportunity to learn Torah. are those people that don't understand how to be fruitful. Once he starts to build walls and disassociate himself from them, that's not the quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe was able to be a leader of all 600,000 Jews, all of the Jews, and this comes to also to the quality then where it states that he was sadly, he was long suffering, and he was a person who was long suffering and forgiving of insults. Where he was forgiving of insults. Many people, when they reach a certain mile, a certain level, then they become very particular. If they cannot keep that, they get very upset. Now, Moshe was a sadik. Even when someone spoke against him, it didn't bother him. This is the quality of humility that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we should all be zeicher to reach at least a degree of this goal.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.